know where
okay,
they are.
Okay, that's okay. Well, we can follow.
It should have been done.
Yeah.
But I came in here and there's nothing here.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's okay.
I started this just for my purposes.
This is what I found with the city, and I'll be doing with the State Board of Ethics. And
hi, Mary Ann.
Hi, Carol.
Everybody else that I can.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Definitely should hold off this election.
I was with a friend today ago. How you doing?
Oh, it seems like it.
Yeah. We're going to move down closer to you.
Well, I want to spread out. I don't want
to
be
tough. Oh, okay. She wants it. Okay. Are you not well?
I mean, well,
oh, COVID.
But COVID still does exist. So
did you hear there's a new strain?
There's always a new strain of something that's infectious going around. But anyway, I always feel like if I can, I need to not be on top of people.
Okay.
They don't even talk about it anymore.
No, the only thing they have is master option.
It's past tense.
Just ask Biden, he'll tell you.
It's basically non-existent.
Okay, so we did not get even the, so we don't have the agenda either, Kathy?
We have nothing, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay, well.
I'm sorry?
Did you print what I sent? Do you have what I sent?
No, I didn't. I did my own.
Just for you.
Not for Pete's sake.
Okay.
A copy of the response from the,
some people don't let things go. Yeah.
I'm just curious how this meeting went.
Yeah.
I'm just curious how this is turning citizens, especially.
Oh, my goodness.
It's most concerned, isn't it? Because you have to say.
I FOIA'd the email between Valerie and Kim Bowman.
She say, I have an attorney, and I can't say anything.
You owe it to yourself to look up. And I also, I don't know how many I have.
Oh, I'm not your propagandist. Because she was.
Great.
I don't know, I guess we'll get it on the city.
Spells it right out.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
In the very end, you can see the signatures in a different.
She still writes some, like she plagiarized that.
Where is this?
Article that the editor of the Washington Post is checking on that one. Front page article on the Hunter Biden thing.
Where are the meetings listed? I'm looking on here. I just want to have it on my phone since the printouts not here for the agenda.
Okay.
I thought I had. I thought it was under departments, government, past meetings, committees, and
she's
boards.
Building for the
meetings. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Click on.
There we are.
Yeah.
She's bracing us.
The very last signature is not valid.
Yeah, but she's going to.
It's 6
so o'clock. So, what's to do if you want to file?
Okay.
Reporting on.
This is why I don't have a phone work.
Kind of the.
I'm going to begin the meeting.
To the end, so.
Yeah.
Going to begin the meeting. I'm going to begin the meeting. So I'm just asking you to be seated.
She's very punctual, so. Okay.
Good evening. I am Mary Ann Cavan, the chair of the City of Newcastle Board of Elections. It is Wednesday, June 28th. It is 6:01 p.m. and I am going to open the City Board of Elections meeting. And I would ask if each of you would identify yourselves as roll call and members of the board.
Okay, Carolyn Travers.
Rodney Pratt.
And I will note that one seat is now vacant, having been vacated by Susan Haker, and board member Connie Reese is absent for this evening's meeting. So, moving on to the agenda, which is the review and approval of meeting minutes, which I will cover out of the, we can follow up since we're behind on this. We can follow up with the meeting minutes to be shared individually outside the meeting, or do we have to just?
We should table.
We have to table. Okay, so we're gonna table that. We don't have the meetings here this evening to review, but we will do that and we will, we will follow up with that at the next meeting, which will be scheduled this evening before we leave.
Okay.
If I get approval of second on tabling
yes,
that?
Yes, I agree. Yes.
Okay. So next is the review, a general discussion of the special election needs and procedures. We don't have anything to follow up on. There were no questions that weren't answered regarding the election that was conducted in April. We have now applications in and complete with the county and the senior center for the election, the upcoming election that we're here gathered to review for August 5th. And we have poll workers on board, but we do have need for additional poll workers. They will have to attend training session. The training for the ones who worked the poll in April is not sufficient. Too lengthy a period of time has passed. So we have two options for the second week in July for possible poll workers. And we'll follow up with that. But I would like to get, we need three or four more. I would like to get them in place by sometime by
right, I'll ask. I have some couple people that
by mid next week, so I can give the tallies on the number of candidates for poll workers who will be attending each training session with the county at the warehouse.
Okay.
So the machines have been ordered.
Is that going to be one or two?
We're going to do three.
Three.
We're going to do three. We've always done three. It's a minimal cost to the city for each one, and we can change it, but my last discussion with the warehouse supervisor was that we would go ahead and take the three. We have four candidates now, as you know, on the ballot, and I'm not sure what the outcome will be, but it's best to be best prepared.
To have the amount of machines to accommodate.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct, yeah. And the hours will be the same. The poll will be the same. It will open at 8 a.m. and it will close at 6 p.m. And everyone in line at 6 p.m. will be entitled to vote. And everyone who's there, the poll workers, from 7 a.m. will be there through until the results are unofficially shared after the poll closing. So I think that pretty much covers. Do either of you have any comments or any questions regarding the upcoming election?
We have that smaller room, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. And I would, if you could follow up on, I sent you an email or two, if you could follow up on that and give me some feedback, that would be very helpful.
Okay.
With regard to, should there be a need to change anything or look into the future.
Gotcha.
With regard to the space that they give us, you know, for the election.
Okay.
So, with nothing further, I will open the meeting to comments from the floor.
I would like to speak. Is that what you said?
Yes, please.
Okay.
You just need to identify yourself.
Sally Denton, and I live at 209 East 2nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Leary, running for mayor, has clearly become a legal issue. She made this mess and she should clean it up. Ms. Leary should do the right thing and remove herself as candidate. Ms. Leary was a sitting council person when she violated her own code of ethics. All emails from Kim, Valerie, and Kim were done while she was a sitting council person. Valerie used Colonel Bergmuller to her advantage. I can say that now because I FOIA'd and the emails are there. She used a